At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Brian Robbie. He used to play for the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Mariners. Now he's the coach at Bethel University. He was a star at the University of Minnesota as well, and they just won the MIAC title yesterday. Brian, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mike.
Sounded like it was a crazy game yesterday. You got behind, and then you went on a roll and had the big inning, huh?
Yeah, we had a couple big innings, and you know the crazy part about the weekend for us is we played three games and we only pitched four pitchers total. So our
are you kidding me?
Really good. No, I've never seen nothing like that before. And honestly, the third game we debated about having our third guy just finish it off. But we had our closer kind of ready to go and he hasn't pitched in a while, so we thought, oh, let's put him out there. And we're playing. You know, the MIAC, as you know, is a very, very tough league. But it was just one of those weekends where our pitchers were clicking and. A lot of things went our way that way. So, four pitchers in three games. And in the MIAC, we play a 7 and a 9. So our pitchers aren't always used to going a full 9 just because we always had that 7-inning game in there. So it was a fun weekend. It worked out well.
So these were all 9-inning games?
All 9-inning games.
And yeah. So you had two complete games and then a third game where you used in a reliever.
Where we used one reliever for two innings. So my other guy went a full 7. And
wow.
My closer came in and threw the last two, and it was over. And you know, when you go to tournaments like this, you're expecting that, hey, usually you win these by which pitching staff is the deepest.
Yes.
Because, you know, everybody starts, you know.
Yeah, it seems like there's always somebody warming up in the bullpen, doesn't it?
Always. Yeah. Always. And we just never had that. And it just worked out that way. And our pitchers for this weekend. We're really, really good, and it worked out very well for us. So it was a very, very fun weekend.
Okay, now I know all teams were in the same boat, but you got through this season in what was really inclement, rotten weather in April and into May as well, to be honest with you. How did you navigate through that, and what words of wisdom do you have to other coaches out there about getting through a spring season in Minnesota that is so unpredictable?
Well, really what you do is we're used to it, and we deal with it, and you know, people always ask that, but you know, remember these kids went through COVID, so
yeah.
You know, they went through a thing where they had a season taken away from them, and that was probably one of the nicest springs on record. Early,
it sure was,
and we couldn't play, and we couldn't golf. Nobody could do anything,
yeah.
And so our kids here, you know, it didn't matter that it was 38 degrees; they were fine playing. And you know, you just go out there. And we're Minnesota's tough. You know, yeah. we're used to it in a spring where. You know, there's some years where it's, you know, 70 degrees right away in early March. And sometimes it's, you know, 35 degrees like it was pretty much all year this year, all the way through. But you just kind of play through it. Our field, we have heated dugouts, so it does
nice.
Help us. I think that's more for the coaches, I think. Than for the players. The players seem to get through it, but I, you know, try to stand by the heater as much as I can. But we all have to go through it. You know, the other teams have to go through it. We have to go through it. And sometimes it's just, you know, baseball's that mental game anyway. And, you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, grind through it. And that's kind of what we did.
Now, up next, you go to St. Louis to play, correct?
Correct. Yep, we go to St. Louis. We're playing Worcester is our first opponent. We've played them before in the past. They're a very good team, just like we are. I mean, there is no question that And we look at the draw and everybody says, is it a good draw, bad draw? We're all good. Everybody's
yeah.
good. And if we pitch and play like we did this weekend, we're going to be a tough out. I'm going to tell you. And, but you know, from game to game, weekend to weekend, it's amazing. How many times might you watch the Twins and they win 12-1
yep.
and the next game it's 1-0
Yep.
The other team.
Yep.
And you're like, what the heck?
How can that be?
Baseball.
Yeah.
How can that be? And it's just baseball. It's just a grind. It's just unreal how one thing, you know, you're crushing the ball one game and then the next game you can't touch it. And, that goes for our guys. It goes for youth players. It goes for major league players. It's just a game.
Okay, so as long as I got Brian Robbie in line, I got to ask a couple other baseball related questions. First of all, how's your son doing?
He's doing all right. He's down in with the Brewers Low A team out in Carolina and has done very, very well. This past week was a little tough week for him, but before that, he's been really doing well, and he enjoys it. He likes to grind. It's a tough business, you know. He's learning very quickly.
Yeah.
yeah. And, you know, like right now, and as I knew and he found out very quickly, it's like every weekend, every day he plays is facing the Friday starter in the Big Ten and meaning
yep.
that it's the top guy. And these guys are rushing the ball up there. And, you know, a couple guys are throwing and they're 98, 99. You know, then they bring another guy and they say, oh, good, that guy's out of there. He's throwing 95, 96.
Yep.
It's just like, wow, we're – And, you know, these are all these, you know, and where are they getting them from? Well, all over the world.
Yeah, all over the world. From. That's the answer. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And now they've got the spin rate and they've got people that can teach you spin
right.
rate and they're going to keep
right.
throwing harder and harder. And you know, you adjust or go home, I guess. But when as a father, obviously baseball is a very discouraging game for all
right.
fathers, whether your son's playing in the minor leagues or at Bethel or Little League.
Right.
How do you handle right. that? Because you know, you played it so long and you've coached it so long. When he has three bad days, you say what to him?
You know, honestly, I try to stay out of it the best I can other than when he wants to talk to me about it. There's sometimes he'll talk to me and he wants it, but a lot of times he's a pro. He wants to keep it. Sometimes you just want to just grind through it and not worry about it.
Yeah.
It is a tough, and I'm going to be honest with you, Mike, and I go all over. I speak to, I do coaches clinics, I
yep.
do parent clinics, I do all kinds of stuff. And when I speak to them, I try to speak to myself because
yeah.
it is extremely hard for a dad. And Mike, I know you have a son, and I don't care if it's your son when at the level he's at or if it's my son at the level he's at. Everybody says to me all the time, man, it must be awesome being able to watch your son and do it. And most of the time I would tell him, it is on the good days.
On the good days, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. You know what I'm saying?
No,
yeah, and the opportunity to look forward. And the other beauty of it is you don't know. Today might be that day where it all comes together. And that
yep.
will bring you back to the ballpark every day. But if a kid is struggling, is there any – and you got to deal with this with college parents as well.
Yep. Yep.
Have you learned anything that works best in terms of – keeping them heading in the right direction, and yet at the same time, you may see that there are real flaws in their game or their attitude that need to be adjusted, and you don't want to overtax them. And at the same time, you're going, somebody's got to step in and adjust them.
The first thing I try to do always with it is encouragement. I try to do that. Major league guys, you know, it's funny because everybody would think that, well, these guys are major league guys; they get paid millions of dollars. They don't know they need a psychologist the most. I'll be mm-hmm. honest with you. Those are the guys that, you know, when you're facing the stuff that you face, and even for young hitters, it's much better, in my opinion, to start with in the encouragement and explain the game to them that this happens at every level. It happens, you know, Byron Buxton can go off and for a week hit up 500, and then the next week he's 1-for-25.
It just happened to him. You know, last week he was like 1-for-12 at one point, you know?
Correct. And honestly, what did he do wrong? Nothing. It's the game. It's the game. It's just the game, and it's just the way it kind of goes. And that's why if the pros can struggle at it, why can't a 10-year-old struggle at it? They can. And the first thing is the encouragement part is the first thing. And obviously, the higher up the levels you go, remember at 10, 11, 12 years old, these kids don't have a lot of strength. So we're
no, you just don't. And you might be squaring the ball up perfect, and it's a slow dribbler to the shortstop, and you did everything mechanically right, except you're not strong enough yet, right?
100%, 100%, and that's kind of the battle you 100%, 100%, and that's kind of the battle you get to, and that's why you got to have the enjoyment of the game. But that's why a lot of people take their kids out of baseball.
Absolutely, why they do. And you know what?
Yeah.
And this is the truth. I don't want to say it this way, but I think everybody can. You can hide on a soccer field. You can hide it on a lacrosse field. You cannot hide on a baseball field.
100%. In fact, if you're at one of my deals, I talk about that all the time. I talk that to all the parents and all the people. I said, in baseball is a skill sport. You can't hide. In basketball, if you're not a great shooter, you're Ricky Rubio and you're dishing the basketball off and you play defense. In hockey, if you're not a great skater, but you're big and physical, they'll put you on defense and you can do some of that. In football, you can't fly. You don't catch the ball great, but you can fly. They put you at defensive back. There's always a spot in baseball. Where do you put them? And everybody says in the movies, right field.
Yeah.
Well, in a 10, 11, and 12-year-old game, where do all the balls go? Right field. Because they can't get through the baseball.
Yeah.
And on some of them, you know, as you get older and they're throwing away, that's kind of what you want to do. But you get where I'm going with it.
Yep.
So in baseball, and baseball is built on the game.
And the ball will find you no matter where you are. Eventually, the ball is going to find you. And if you can't catch it, you're going to feel bad. And if you strike out because you can't hit a curveball, you're going to feel bad. And that's what forces more kids, to your point. I think that's what forces more kids from there. I think the easy excuse is, oh, it's so slow and the game is slow and all those things. I think that's the easy excuse, which is a substitute for, boy, I'm scared to death when I get in the batter's box.
Well, it's not only that, Mike, and again, a lot of it is driven by parents. And when you go and you play other sports and they're a success and they're running around kicking a ball or whatever they're doing, and everybody's laughing and cheering and all that kind of stuff when they're young and say, hey, everybody kind of fits in this thing.
Yes.
And then you go to a baseball game and it's a team individual sport and there's failure involved. And all of a sudden, sometimes the kids, of course, are going to react, but the parents react harsher.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it's not fun. It's slow. And at that age, I always say up until 10-year-old baseball, it's brutal. It's brutal baseball up until 10. At 10, it starts resembling baseball.
A little
and
bit, yeah.
It's on the way up, you know. And you have to be able to stick with it and do it. And it is a, you know, the best of the best in the world struggle with it. And now you look at batting averages. I mean,
235 is the average in the American League right now.
What is it?
235.
Okay, and you know what's funny? Is I just was going to say 250 right now is a new 300.
It's about it. Yep.
Yep.
Cleveland came in hitting 292, and you just couldn't believe it, you know?
Right. Exactly. And that's the point. Now, is that a true statement or not? I don't know. But it kind of is, if that's what the real average. And these are major league guys.
Yeah.
I know watching on Zach's team. I mean, there's guys and a bunch of them that are in the 100s yet, and you think they can't play. Watch them play. They're freaking dynamite.
I hear you, man. I hear you. And they're hitting 180.
You know?
I hear you. Hey, we got to let you go, but always great to visit with you. Congratulations, and we'll be following you this week.
I appreciate that. Go Royals.
You got it. Brian Robbie, head coach, Bethel University. Onward.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations!
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.